Welcome to the Middletown United Methodist Church podcast, the perfect way to catch up on previous Sunday sermons.
Tammy and I love to eat Mexican food, and one of our favorite restaurants, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know if it's Mi Terra or My Terra, but anyway, then there's several of them in the area, but the one we go to is up on the corner of Chamberlain and LaGrange Road, and we love eating there for a lot of reasons. One, the food is really good, the service is good, and it's usually not very crowded. And so we ate there Friday night, what made me think of this. And it's one of the really good Mexican restaurants in town. And so I'd encourage you to go to one of those, maybe even the one there at Chamberlain and LaGrange Road, because it, like I said, it's our favorite, not just because it's close to home, but it's a good, good restaurant. How many times have you told someone about a restaurant or a movie that you've seen or a store that you've shopped in? We do it so easily and without much effort. Matter of fact, we're eager to tell people about a good restaurant that we've eaten at or a good movie that we've seen or some special buy that we've gotten at a store. Well, I want to tell you this morning, I want to tell you about some other great experiences I've had in my life. Actually, for a guy from rural Kentucky, I have had a lot of amazing experiences, more than I could have ever dreamed of as a child. I've worked alongside Bolivians to build churches. I've worked alongside Costa Ricans and Hondurans to build schools. I've worked alongside Haitians to provide fresh water for a village that did not have that kind of water. I've seen the majesty of some of the great mountain ranges of our world. I've seen the vastness of the oceans, the splendor of the countryside, and the magnificence of world-class cities. I have a loving, supporting wife that has been with me now over 40 years. She's put up with me all that time. I have two sons, of which I am proud of both of them. They are as different as night and day and have chosen two different directions in their lives, but I'm proud of both of them and the work that they're doing in this world. I have two amazing grandchildren, and if you'll give me a minute, I'll show you some pictures. Little boy named Ryder, a little girl named Anastasia, who are the delight of my heart. I've served some wonderful churches over these last 37 years, and in those churches have been some marvelous people, great people of God, people that I felt like walked with God every day. And to be honest, I've also served some of the meanest people I've ever seen. Not in this church. Not here, but in other churches that I've served. You know, of all the amazing experiences I've had, though, and some of these experiences have been life-changing, but none of these experiences can compare to the experience I've had with my relationship with Christ. I'd like to tell you about my journey. And I'd like to tell you that my journey with Christ has been this steady upward trajectory over the last 60 years. But I'd be lying to you if I told you that was the case. My experience has been up and it's been down. There have been times when I really believe that if I turned around, I would have seen Jesus standing behind me. That's how strongly I felt His presence. And then there have been times when I wondered if there was even a God. I had felt like I could walk out the church doors and never come back again. Now I know some of you are saying, well, that's not a good thing for a pastor to say. I'm human just like you. I'm human just like you. I'm not perfect. And there are days and times when I have those kinds of doubts. But I stayed and I worked through those doubts. Struggling through those doubts also are the times when I grow most in my spiritual life. I really pity those people who never have a doubt. I really do, because it's in times of doubt that I really dig into Scripture and I really grow and experience a change in my life. But I stayed. I stayed because of my relationship with Christ and my relationship with His people. Christ and His church has shaped my life in ways that no one else or anything else in this world could have ever shaped my life. You know, being a Christian isn't about following a bunch of rules. It's not about following some rituals. It's not even about doctrine and beliefs. It's about relationship. It's about our relationship with Christ. Now, do those other things come into play? Yes, they do. But the primary thing is our relationship with Christ. And my relationship with Christ gives my life meaning, it gives my life purpose, and it gives me hope. Having a meaningful life is all about feeling like my life has value and that my life matters. Often we find meaning in the jobs that we have. Our life matters because of the work that we do or because we feel valued by the company that we work for, whether we're the bagger at Kroger or the CEO of Kroger. But then when we find our meaning in life from our work, what happens when we don't have that work anymore? What happens when our value to the company is not there and they hand us a pink slip and a severance? What happens when we retire and all of our meaning in life is wrapped up in the job that we've done for the past several years? Sometimes we find meaning in our families. We love them, we care for them, we provide for them. But what happens when that day comes and our spouse comes to us and says, "I don't love you anymore, I want a divorce," or your children walk out of your life, or God forbid your family is taken from you by a tragic accident or illness? Then where does meaning come from? Where does your meaning for life come from? Well, my meaning for life comes from my relationship with Christ. Not because of the job I have or because of my family, but because of Christ. I matter to God. I am of value, and I am valued by God, not because of what I do, but because I am. Just because I am. And so it is with you. You matter. You matter to God and you are valued by God. Not because of the job you have or had or the family that you have, but just because you are. It doesn't make a difference what I've done in my life, what I have become, either good or bad. I matter to God and am valued by God. It doesn't matter what mistakes I've made, the wrong directions I've taken. It doesn't matter the accomplishments I have achieved in my life or how much money I have or the influence I wield. None of that matters. But I matter to God and I am valued by God just because I am. And there is nothing in this world that can take that away. My relationship with God gives my life meaning. My life has purpose because of my relationship with Christ. I have a reason to get up in the morning. Now, Christ has a specific calling in my life, and it just happens in my case that my calling and my career are one and the same. Now, Christ has a calling for all of our lives. And sometimes the career and the calling are the same, sometimes they're not. I have had people say to me, well, you know, my purpose in life is to care for my children or to provide for my family. Now that's your responsibility. Your purpose in life may be different. You see, God gives us a purpose in life, a purpose for joining with Christ to introduce other people to Christ and to be fully engaged in helping to bring His kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. Now that kingdom of God conversation is a whole other conversation that we'll keep for another time. But the characteristics of that kingdom are peace, hope, justice, joy, love. And God places specific callings into our lives so that we can live out those characteristics of the kingdom. So that our world can be a world with more peace, more hope, more justice, more joy, more love. As we live out that calling, whatever that calling may be. Living out my purpose gives me an opportunity to be a part of something bigger than myself. Because I can join with others who are working to bring the kingdom here on earth. And I get to work in conjunction with people and do things I could never do on my own. But by working together, we can make a difference in our world. My life has purpose. I have something to offer. I have something to give. I have a reason to give. I have a reason to serve. I have a reason to get up in the morning. My life has purpose because of my relationship with God. I have hope. I have hope because of my relationship with God. And hope is what keeps us going. When disappointment, failure, and tragedy come along, we give up if we don't have hope. And hope centers around the fact that regardless of what I face, I know that Christ is with me to walk with me through whatever comes my way. Over a span of a little over 3 years, about 10 plus years ago, I had a nephew murdered, a nephew commit suicide. We moved from Florence to Louisville. Tammy and I started new jobs. Tammy's brother died. Tammy's mom moved in with us. My mother died. And Tammy was diagnosed with breast cancer. I could not have survived those 3 years. If it had not been for the hope that I have because of my relationship with Christ. And my hope is not just for this life, but because of Christ, I have hope of being in His presence for all of eternity. I have hope. I have hope because of my relationship with Christ. Now that's my story, or at least part of my story, and I'm sticking to it. It's the story of where my life has been intersected with Christ along the way. Now some of you are going to tell me everything I left out of that story. But you know, when you're sharing your faith with somebody, you don't dump the whole truckload on them at one time. You leave a little so you can have another conversation at another time. You have a story. If Christ has intersected your life in any way, you have a story. You have a story to tell. And that's what being an evangelist is all about. It's about sharing the good news of Christ. And how that good news of Christ has intersected your life. And how Christ has made a difference in your life. Paul's message to Timothy was, proclaim the message, be persistent, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. Jesus gave that some should be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. The church needs evangelists today. One of the goals that we set for this year was that we were going to introduce people to Christ. And I said in doing that, that the only way that was going to happen is if you did it. Because the staff can't do it all. And what I did for you this morning is an example of how you can do it. You just share your story. You share your story of how your life intersects with Christ. And we have that responsibility as followers of Christ to share that story. We gladly and eagerly tell people about a great restaurant or a good movie or a wonderful sale that's going on at a store. Why do we have so much trouble talking about the good news of Christ? Why do we have so much trouble sharing our story? Find somebody this week. Find somebody this week that you can share your story with. Because you have a story to tell. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening. If you would like to stay connected to Middletown UMC in other ways, you can visit our website, our Facebook page, or download our church app. If you would like to show support to the church and the ministries that help so many, you can use our online giving feature on the website or app. Have a blessed day.